This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 117 for Wednesday, October 25th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is mixed Wednesday morning as an overnight attempt at correcting higher ran out of steam and values retreated to hold within a narrow range. Canola a dollar higher to a dollar lower. November down 90 cents at $676.60 per ton, while the more active January contract, it's up a dollar at $690.80. Canola is nearing oversold territory from a chart standpoint, but speculators appeared content to keep pressuring the market for the time being. Chicago soy oil and European rapeseed futures were both higher today. That's helping underpin the canola market, but soybeans are lower. Solid end-user demand underneath the market is helping provide some support, with weakness in the Canadian dollar also supportive. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures are all lower. Soybeans had moved higher overnight, but turned lower in sympathy with soy meal. Soy meal hit contract highs yesterday, but was thought to be due for a correction. November soybeans down 14 cents at $12.81 per bushel. The U.S. soybean harvest is in its final stages, with about a quarter of the crop still to come off. Meanwhile, Brazil is making progress seeding its next soybean crop, with about a third of intended acres in the ground. The USDA announced private export sales this morning of 126,000 tons of soybeans to China. Corn, it's posting losses as well, as chart-based selling kept the path of least resistance pointed lower. The December contract at down 6 cents at $4.77 per bushel. Heavy rains in the forecast should delay the corn harvest in parts of the Midwest, but that moisture will also be good for dry fields in the long run and will also help improve water levels along the Mississippi. U.S. wheat futures, they are lower as well. Minneapolis spring wheat down 5 cents in the December contract at $7.23 per bushel. Kansas City down 12 cents in December at $6.50 per bushel. And Chicago soft wheat down 11 cents in December at $5.68 per bushel. Grain continues to leave Ukraine despite the ongoing conflict, with 700,000 tons shipped through the Black Sea ports during the crop year to date, according to news out of the country. Poor conditions in Argentina do continue to cut into the crop prospects there, with about a half of the country's wheat said to be in poor to very poor condition. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, October 25th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.